Hey, it's going. I'm ready for some hoops tonight. Our first game on the call all year, I think.
Yeah, since football season.
Since football season. Yeah, Warren Central.
It was Warren. On Avon, you came in because of Miles, and then we had this storm delay. You're right, yeah.
But back onto the basketball side, with March right around the corner, that means that the 115th annual state tournament for boys is about to get started. And BD has two games remaining on their schedule, one tonight against the Christmas Attic Tigers and the Arsenal Tech. And the Tigers close out their season with the Giants tonight. How should the Giants approach the last two games of the season?
I think the Giants should just come out and play Giants basketball. They cannot worry about this being the last two games of the regular season. They just got to come out and play basketball. Because once you start worrying about other things, you start losing a whole mentality of a whole different basketball game. So you just got to come out and play ball.
So this past Sunday, it was the sectional draw, and Ben Davis ended up drawing Pike. Winner of that will automatically punch their ticket into the sectional championship. And on the other side of the bracket, it's Avon Brownsburg. Winner of that plays Plainfield. And winner of that will play the winner of BD and Pike. A really stacked sectional, saying that Avon has had a really good year this year.
Yeah, most definitely. I think the most scary team is going to be the Giants. They have been counted out all year, especially after that blowout loss in the first game against Fishers. So the Giants just got to just play ball. They can't worry about other things. Once you start worrying about other things, you start losing trace on really what you want to do.
Coach Carlisle says they should realistically only have one loss, and that's, of course, the Fishers, because most of their losses have been very close, and they just cannot execute in the fourth quarter. How should the Giants execute in the fourth quarter tonight to really get back into the win call?
I think, Tyler, like you said in class today earlier, you said in the fourth quarter, Giants like to play hot potato with the ball. They cannot keep playing, no, I don't want the ball, no, you can have the ball. They got to be ball dominant and feed the hot hand. If the hot hand, let's say Sherman Moss, feed Sherman Moss the ball. There's no way trying to take away from your teammate's success if he's hitting.
And on the other side of the scorers table is the Christmas Addicts Tigers, who will face the winner of Cathedral and Chatard, most likely going to be Chatard. And the Tigers have been hot recently. They've won six games in a row, and they have made an appearance in the top 20. They're number 7 in 3A. It's going to be a tough one for the Giants to face tonight, but they've played many great players, including Braylon Mullins. They did not play Brady Kohler, but on the other side of the ball tonight is Desmond Briscoe, the three-star commit to Iowa. What's it going to take for the Giants to take down Briscoe?
Whew, the Iowa commit. I mean, there's a reason why he's going to Iowa, because he can obviously play basketball. But this Addicts team is not just only Briscoe. You also have key players like Caden English, the Brownsburg Bulldogs transfer. He's now averaging 11 points per game.
Or you have somebody like Chris Hunt, who's averaging 15 points per game alongside Briscoe.
So this Addicts team might be new, but they know how to play basketball.
Before warm-ups and everything, it was senior night for your Giants. And going into the night, the Giants are 7-0 at home. Coach Carl has a current 24-game win streak at home. What is it going to take for the Giants to shut down the Christmas Attic Tigers and keep that win streak going?
Mindset. It's going to be mindset. The mind is very strong, especially in a basketball game. If your mind is weak, you're going to play. If your mind is stronger to keep, let's say you're missing, you're going to keep shooting. Shooters shoot. Shooters don't stop shooting. It's just a mindset.
And Coach Carl mentioned it. Confidence can be an issue for this team. Last Friday, they played against the Cathedral Fighting Irish, and we saw guys taking shots, didn't fall early, so they stopped shooting the ball, and they played the game of hot potato of who really wants to shoot the ball. And they have, Coach Carlisle said, they would have this play set up, but they wouldn't trust it, and they end up kicking the ball back out instead of kicking it down low to a big man like Tavion Williams or Caleb Milan.
See? And that's what I just said. Mindset. Just because you miss, you're not going to make every single shot, because if you made every single shot, you probably wouldn't play high school basketball right now. You're probably playing in a prep school. You're going to miss. It happens. It's a part of the game of basketball. When Steph Curry shoots,
he's gonna miss a couple times, but you know what? He's gonna keep on shooting. So it's all just a mental thing that everybody, just not just basketball players, have to come. We all gotta come over this mental thing.
Something to keep an eye on tonight is the rebound battle. Coach Carl says they're not very good at getting the defensive rebounds, but the Tigers, they're really good at getting the offensive rebounds. So what's it going to take for the Giants to overcome that rebounding battle?
Block out. So you got to just block out.
But we are going to turn over to the PA announcer as we get the pregame festivities.
Tonight's color guard consists of senior Matthew Bonilla. Sorry, senior Aletta Beasley. Senior Rodrigo Ian, as well as Matthew Beasley and Kylie Sullivan.
National anthem by our PA announcer, and we will keep it with the PA announcer as we get closer to the starting lineups for both teams. But it is a filled gym here at Ben Davis High School. It's also a filled parking lot. It's quite a battle trying to find a parking spot out there.
Let's talk about that. Let's really talk about that.
It's quite the long walk to enter the main doors tonight. But it's a good crowd, probably the best crowd here since the Pike game, which was a really good game. And it'll probably be a really good game when they play each other in sectionals.
But that's not the bad part about the parking lot. I wouldn't have said the wrong door.
And we'll turn it over to the PA announcer again.
Christmas Alex High School. Starting four is senior number one, Chris Hurd. Starting guard senior number two, Elon Cousins. Starting guard senior number five, Dana English. Starting guard senior number 11, Desmond Briscoe. And starting guard senior number 15, Shea Brown. Christmas Alex's coach, Mr. Chris Harmon. Starting at four, senior
Ben Davis sure knows how to do his starting lineups here. I'm going to go ahead and go over it for the Tigers. Chris Hurt, number one. Number two, Iman Cousins. Number five, Caden English. Number 11, Desmond Briscoe. Number two, Shea Brownlow. And for your Giants, number one, Justin Parks. And you heard that right. Number two, Mark Zachary. Number 30, Tavion Williams. Number 35, Jameer Avery. And number 54, Caleb Milan. And all senior lineup for the Giants as it is senior night. So in the middle for the Tigers will be Desmond Briscoe, the Iowa commit. And for the Giants, it'll more than likely be Caleb Milan. I'm going to be interested to see how long Coach Paul keeps Mark Zachary out there, saying he is coming off an injury. As will be Milan and Briscoe in the middle. Ref approaching. Throws it up, and it'll be won by the Tigers. They're going to call it a timeout. Mark Zachary will check out, and Tyron Harris will check in. A lot of respect here in Ben Davis for Mark Zachary. As Brownlow for the Tigers will throw the ball in front of Coach Carlisle. As Carlisle scoots his chair back, give Brownlow some room. Brownlow, is it the Hurt? Hurt on the logo being guarded by Tyron Harris, the senior, making his first start of the year. And that will be Brownlow. Bounce pass to English. English looking. Being guarded by Tavion Williams. Trying to get it down low to Briscoe, but gives it to Brownlow. Brownlow, step back, mid-range. Rims in. Man, toilet bowl.
Brownlow got the ball on the right side of the free throw line. Jab step, pull up, mid-range. What an excellent shot, young man.
Parks with the ball. Being guarded by Brownlow. Parks trying to find someone. Ends up getting trapped. And it's Williams picks up. That could have been deadly. Costly for the Giants, but Jameer Avery with the ball on the logo. 7-10 remaining. Addicts with a 2-0 lead early. Jameer Avery on the right wing. Kicks it down low to Williams and just nailed Williams in the face.
Yeah, I feel like Avery tried to loft the ball a little too much for Tavion, but we've seen it happen before. We know what Tavion can do. That's a simple turnover by the Giants.
Tigers with possession as they have a 2-0 lead over the Giants with 6:56 remaining in this opening quarter. As we'll see, Hurt drive, kicks it to Cousins in the corner. Cousins in the left, gives it to English. English almost denied by Milan, but it sneaks in for two. Tigers have an early 4-0 lead.
Caden English got the ball off of, it seemed like a little Iverson cut, but Cousins handed it off, and Caden English was able to find a basket.
Parks says it to Avery on the right wing. Avery being guarded by Brownlow. Avery is going to kick it to Williams. Almost stumbled. Williams is going to try and back down. Falls. Gives it to Harris. Harris is going to get fouled, and Harris will go to the line to shoot two.
Okay, TJ Harris. He got the ball. Found a little open lane. He drove. That's something that the Giants really need to focus on, is driving. And you see what happens. You drive, you can create contact, and that's what TJ Harris did.
Bring that up. A lot of times when Giants drive, they tend to kick it to the big man down low as Harris is ready to shoot his first free throw. It's up. It's good as he makes it on the WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. But back to what I was saying, when they tend to drive, they tend to kick it to the big man. The big man's usually not ready, or it's a bad pass, so it leads to a turnover, which Harris did a good job there as he misses the second free throw. So it's 4-1 Tigers, and it'll be a jump ball. Giants possession.
Yeah, TJ Harris with a missed free throw. Tavion Williams, Caleb Milan, Desmond Briscoe all got tied up. Now it's still Giants basketball.
Jameer Avery will inbound it for the Giants. Lobs it up to Williams. Williams gets it to Parks on the left wing and tried to give it down low to Milan, but stolen away by the Tigers. Brownlow in the right corner. Step back three. Meets back iron. Rebounded by Williams. And here comes bad pass. Almost stolen away by Hurt, but Avery's able to pick it up. Giants need to control themselves here. As we see Harris for three, it's good. TJ Harris makes his first start of the season, and he's off to 4 points early.
Yeah, that play started off really sloppy with Tavion Williams turnover. Then Jameer Avery got the ball right back. He got double teamed, found Justin Parks. Justin Parks was able to find T.J. Harris for the corner three. Kaboom!
Brownlow in the left corner attacking. And it'll be out of bounds on the Giants. So the Tigers will take possession as we are all tied up here with 5:33 remaining in this opening quarter.
Great defense from the Giants coming off early.
Brownlow wide open in the corner for three. And that is nothing but net.
Man, that was a beautiful shot off the end by, off the inbound pass. Iman. No, pardon me. Brownlow with the three.
7-4 Tigers, 5:15 remaining in this first quarter. Parks in the right wing. Bounce pass down low to Milan. Milan trying to back down Briscoe, the Iowa commit. Can't get it to go. Meets side rim. Rebounded by English. And it'll be out of bounds on English. So Giants will take possession.
Great defense. Turnover by Caden English.
In front of eighth-year head coach Chris Hawkins, who is 168-63 in his tenure of the Tigers. As Jameer Avery will receive it in the backcourt now. Crossing over half court, being picked up by Chris Hurt, the 6-foot senior. Milan with the heavy screen. Avery for three. Won't go. And now it's Hurt get away for the Tigers. Hurt found himself a little trouble. Brownlow thought about taking the long three, but ultimately decides not to, as he'll be picked up by Parks. Bounce pass to Cousins. Cousins being guarded by T.J. Harris. Briscoe gets the ball off the off-screen, and now it's Hurt. Hurt attacking. Hurt adjusting. Blocked by Williams, and it's Harris go away for the Giants. Harris, bad pass. Tried leaning, tried to give it to Parks, but led him too much.
Yeah, that's right. I see what T.J. Harris was doing. He found Justin Parks cutting, but he just overthrew it just a tad bit, and that's the second turnover for the Giants.
So now we'll see Hurt for the Tigers. 7-4. Is Crispus Attucks with 4:17 remaining in the first quarter. Briscoe on the left wing. Lays it off to Brownlow. Brownlow trying to get set free. Gets picked up by Williams. Brownlow's going to attack. Kicks it to Briscoe. Briscoe can't get the lay to go. That would have been a tough shot if he made that. But Jameer Avery the other way. Crossing the halfway mark in the first quarter. As we'll see Jay Sean Ladd, the standout junior for the Giants this year, come to the scorer's table. Jameer Avery going to work on Hurt. Try drawing a foul, airballs it, and here come the Tigers away. Stolen by Williams, led English too much was the Tigers, and now Jameer Avery with the ball.
That's the second turnover for both teams. So both turnovers 2-2, and it's early in the first quarter still. 4-7.
7-4, Tigers.
You right, my bad.
Jameer Avery on the volleyball line. Bounce pass to Milan. Milan at the free throw line finds Harris off the off-ball screen from Parks. Harris, oh man, it's a bad pass from T.J. Harris. Now, Tavion Williams is 6'7", but man, that was way over his head.
Yeah, that's just a bad pass.
So we'll see T.J. Minor and Jay Sean Ladd check in for Justin Parks and T.J. Harris, and there will be a foul call on Jameer Avery.
I think Jameer Avery's got a little too handsy and a little too physical on number two, Iman Cousins, and that's why the ref called a foul.
So we'll see. Brownlow inbounded for the Tigers. Currently hold a 3-point lead over Giants. That was a bad bounce pass, but be off the leg of Jay Sean Ladd. So Tigers will take possession again on the baseline. Far corner is Brownlow. And again, off Ladd. And we'll have another inbound pass from Brownlow. Brownlow, long pass to Hurt. Hurt, feeling the pressure from Miner. Tough lay to fall. 9-4, Tigers lead with 3:04 remaining in the opening quarter. Jay Sean Ladd being guarded by Brownlow, but ultimately turns it over for the third turnover for the Giants. Hurt for the Tigers gives it to Cousins. Now it's English in the corner for three. Won't go. Rebounded by Avery. And here come the Giants in transition. Milan down low. That almost was a turnover on the Giants, but it was off Attucks last, so Giants will take possession.
Sloppy basketball. Very, very sloppy basketball for both teams. Just a lot of careless passing. And they got to tie this up. If the Giants want to win, they have to watch their passes.
Amir Avery inbounding it. Finds Jayshon Ladd. Jayshon Ladd for three. Won't go. Rebounded by Cousins. And here come the Tigers now. Cousins crossing over half court. Gives it to Hurt. Hurt for a long three. Meets back iron. Rebounded by Mylan. Gives it to Jameer Avery. And here come the Giants now. Needs to get some points on the board as they are down by five with 2:18 remaining in this first quarter. Jayshon Ladd gives it to Miner. Tavion Williams in the left corner. 4-3. Met the side backboard. And here comes English in transition. Airballed the layup. Here's Jayshon Ladd. And they're going to call a kickball on Hurt.
Timeout. Addicts, full timeout.
9-4, Tigers lead. We'll take a one-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome.
This Ben Davis sports broadcast on WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. Messed that up quite a bit. But it is 9-4, Tigers lead with 2:04 remaining in the opening quarter. Sherman Moss make his first appearance of the night. So we will have TJ Miner, Sherman Moss, Jayshon Ladd, Tavion Williams, and Caleb Mylan in for the game for the Giants. Sherman Moss gets it to Williams at the top of the key. Williams trying to find someone. Gives it to Ladd. Ladd going to work on Brownlow. Kicks it down low to Mylan. Mylan going to work on the Iowa commit and Briscoe, and too much.
Woo! Caleb Mylan got fouled. That's it. Desmond Briscoe was all over him. Ref, that is a foul.
So we'll see Ronazone Thomas check in for Caden English. And Brownlow in his light pink shoes inbound it to Chris Hurt with 1:40 remaining, 9-4 Tigers lead. Brownlow being guarded by Sherman Moss. Sherman Moss, who has had a very underrated year for the Giants, as Brownlow gets around him, gets fouled by Mylan. A lot of contact, as you could hear the sound of his body hit the floor. So Brownlow will go to the line to shoot too.
Great drive by Brownlow. He seen the mismatch that he had, and he attacked the basket and he drew contact. That's a great basketball play and high basketball IQ.
As Brownlow's first shot is nothing but net, and we'll see Lewis Harvey check in for the first time tonight, taking out the senior and Caleb Mylan. So I'm going to talk about here is the Tigers are 72% from the line as a team. Just pretty dang good.
Yeah, that's good.
As Brownlow hits both, as that extends the Tigers' lead to 7. And Sherman Moss felt the pressure from Hurt, and it was poked out by Hurt, so Lewis Harvey will inbound it on the baseline. A little miscommunication. TJ Miner wants it, and TJ Miner will get his way as he will inbound the ball now.
The guards definitely have to stay back, especially if the Tigers are going to press. They can't just run away and just leave one ball handler.
And the press is something the Giants have struggled with all year, as that's the reason why they have a lot of turnovers, as Moss is getting trapped, almost ripped away by Briscoe. Moss, and I'll be saved. No, it'll be out of bounds on Jayshon Ladd. Good defense there from the Tigers, forcing the Giants to turn it over.
This is the fifth turnover for the Giants, and it's only the first quarter. And Coach Carlisle has talked about this early with conversation Carlisle. On near and off air, turnovers kill basketball.
And we'll see Hurt being guarded by Miner. Miner, who is a great defender, give it to Thomas in the left corner. Hurt slaps the ball as he receives it. He's going to try and get around by Miner. Stolen away by Miner. Miner in transition. Bounce pass to Ladd. Ladd gets blocked by Briscoe. Rebounded by Harvey. And it'll be Hurt in transition. Two on one. Hurt. Briscoe. Back to Hurt. And Briscoe. Hurt gets it to fall. 13-4. Tigers lead. Harvey and a lead too far of a lead pass from Sherman Moss. It's another turnover for the Giants.
Coach Carla, timeout. Full timeout from the Giants. But before we take this break, Lewis Harvey has to run faster. It looks like he was just lackadaisically just running and jogging and not expecting the ball. But he has to pay attention, especially if there's nobody in front of you. You should have some type of awareness that the ball might come to you. And that's what happened. Turnover Giants. And that's a number six in the first quarter.
We're going to go ahead and keep you here. But it's been sloppy basketball for both teams. Could say Addix has been able to capitalize on some of their possessions as it is 13-4, Tigers lead with 35 seconds remaining. But Giants can't really get anything going on offense. They can't get any shots to go. They really can't even get a shot up because of their turnovers.
Yeah. If you take away the turnovers, the Giants are just struggling on this pressure that the Tigers are just putting on them, and they're just I wouldn't say comfortable. They're just very timid right now. They're rushing. You got to slow down.
It's almost as if they're intimidated by the Tigers team, which the only person to be intimidated by is really Desmond Briscoe. But we'll see Brownlow inbound it on the far baseline as he finds Cousins with 30 seconds remaining as they have a 9-point lead over your Giants. As Cousins crosses half court, lays it off to Brownlow. Brownlow trying to find something, gives it to Briscoe, and now it's Hurt. Back to Briscoe. Briscoe to Thomas. Thomas trying to find something, but Lewis Harvey's all up in his grill. Thomas to Hurt. Hurt trying to get around, and they're going to call a foul. Waiting official. It'll be on TJ Miner.
That's his first. A little too handsy on the ball, but it's okay. It's only his first foul. 8 seconds left in the first quarter. Tigers up 13-4.
The Giants cannot give up a basket as Hurt has a wide open three. It was a fadeaway three. Nearly didn't get a seat set, but there's a rebound, and we will see Cousins put up a shot. Meets the side backboard, so that will close out the first quarter as the Tigers have a 13-4 lead over the Giants.
Second Thanks to Chuck Baer with eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Baer with eXp Realty offers services such as analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Baer of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support.
Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School as second quarter action of the Crispus Addicts versus the Ben Davis Giants is about to get underway as the Giants only have 4 points in their first quarter. Not a lot of points if you want to try and win this basketball game, but luckily the Tigers only scored 13 in that first quarter. As we'll see, Hurts received the inbound pass from Brownlow. Hurt being guarded by Miner. Hurt has been a huge difference maker for the Tigers tonight as Brownlow kicks it out to Cousins. Cousins, that's going to be Thomas in the corner, rebounded by Parks, and almost mishandled by Moss, but able to regroup. Parks coming our way. Miner for three in the corner. There we go. He gets it to fall, and that is huge for the Giants. As is 13-7, Tigers lead with 7:21 remaining in this first half.
TJ Miner in the corner.
Kaboom!
He's not really been a great three-point shooter this season as Brownlow meets front rim, rebound by Williams, but and turns it over instantly. But Miner, who has not been a great three-point shooter so far this year, gets his first one the fall of tonight as the Tigers will take possession on the far sideline of us.
Folks say the number seven is lucky. That's a seventh turnover by the Giants.
As Brownlow bounce pass to the newly checked in Alexander Harris as it's to Briscoe in the right corner, back to Harris. Harris being guarded by Jayshon Ladd on the logo. Cutting Thomas. Thomas feeling the pressure, and it's almost owned by Ladd. Thomas able to get it back. Now it'll be Harris in the corner. Floater is good. 15-7, Tigers lead with 6:45 remaining in the second quarter. Sherman Moss calling for a screen from Jayshon Ladd, lays it off to Ladd. Ladd being guarded by Harris behind the back. Drives, fade away, won't go. Rebounded by Thomas, and here comes Hurt and transition for the Tigers. Brownlow, heat check. Rebounded by Ladd, it'll be out of bounds on Ladd, so Tigers take possession. And we'll see Caden English, the 6'4 senior, check back in for the Tigers as he takes out Shea Brownlow. Shea Brownlow taking a breather for the first time tonight.
Going back on that last play by Jayshon Ladd, that was a beautiful pull-up, but it just didn't go in. That's something that Jayshon Ladd has to keep on taking.
Hurt with the tough and one. As Carlisle is telling Moss something. I'm sure Carlisle is not happy, as we'll see T.J. Harris check back in for your Giants. Takes out T.J. Miner. T.J. for T.J.
Whew. That bucket was nice. I mean, he's left-handed, so he's obviously on his dominant hand. Scoop under and one.
As Hurt gets the and one completed, as it's 18-7, Tigers lead with 6:12 remaining in this first half. Moss getting trapped, able to escape. Kicks it to Ladd in the left corner for the Giants. Ladd trying to set a play up. He sees a screen from Williams. Ladd thought about taking a three. Gives it to Harris instead. Harris gets English to jump. And the ref's going to call a three-second violation on Williams. And that's another turnover for the Giants. So we'll see Briscoe inbound the ball with an 11-point lead here in the second quarter. As we'll see Harris for the Tigers receive the ball. Crosses over half, being guarded by T.J. Harris. Tough pass to English. English gets it to go. And the Tigers hit the 20-point mark as Moss in transition. Feeling the pressure, almost stolen away. Finds Williams, back to Moss. Moss on the right wing. Receives a screen. Jayshon Ladd kicks it to Parks in the left corner. Parks for three. Meets side rim, rebounded by the Tigers. And here's Harris. Long pass intercepted by Ladd. Ladd bounce pass to Parks. It's a three on two for Giants. Parks is attacking. Can't get the layup to fall, but it'll remain Giants ball.
Man, Parks, he's right there. He shot it with his right hand on the left side. Coaches say left hand layup, left hand. And he just switched it.
Tavon Williams. And depending on the ref's call, that could be an and one or on the floor. And it'll be an and one. As Briscoe went jumping, got tripped over by Williams. So Williams go to the line to try and cut this lead in half out of the Tigers. That is 20-9 with 5:09 remaining in this first half. This is where you have to have Jayshon Ladd step up as the leading scorer of this team as he is, as Williams gets a free throw to fall. As we'll see Thomas give it to Harris. Harris swings it over to Hurt on the far side of the court from us. Hurt tried to lob it up to Briscoe. Briscoe able to get it back. Can't get to go. Rebounded by Williams. Good rebound by Williams as he gives it to Moss. Giants in transition. It's a 4-on-3. And now it's Parks for three. Short. As it's going to be rebounded by Harris. Harris scanning the court. Gives it to Hurt. Hurt on the volleyball line. Calling for a screen, but Briscoe isn't looking. As we see the big man and Caleb Milan come to the scorer's table to check in. Alexander Harris on the far side of the court, trying to get something. It's being guarded by Moss. Hurt comes up, receives the ball. 4:20 remaining in this first half. Briscoe, 4-3. Won't go, rebounded by Moss. Moss, your way. Bounce pass to Ladd in transition. Ladd takes it to Moss. Moss for three. Bang! 20-13. Tigers lead. Huge three made by Moss. As it's almost stolen away by Moss. As it's starting to pick up for the Giants. Starting to get some momentum going.
Yes, most definitely. Sherman Moss with the top of the key. Kaboom!
And for Sherman Moss, that's a huge confidence booster. Needs to hit that three, and he hits it as it is 20-13 Tigers lead. And we'll see A.J. Jones check in for the Tigers, being faced by a tall as he escapes it. But now it's Hurt and transition. Bounce pass to English. Beautiful ball movement there by the Tigers as it extends the Tigers lead to 9. And another misled pass from the Giants as Moss tried to lob it down low to Williams, and it's a turnover. And we'll see Sherman Moss come out for that pass and Jameer Avery check in.
And that's the same pass I just said earlier in the first quarter. You can't loft it so high up. You got to just let it float.
English and Briscoe. English drew a foul. That was quite the flop there from English. But he will not go to the line, so it will be A.J. Jones inbounding it, the 5'8 guard, sophomore, as it is Tigers 22, Giants 13 with 3:37 remaining in the second quarter. Jones gives it to Hurt. Hurt out to Briscoe, back to Hurt. Hurt going to the top of the key, driving on Harris, kicks it out to English on the left wing. English being guarded by Williams. And Briscoe thinking about setting a screen, and he does on Williams. Rolls off it, and it'll be English for three. What a shot by English. 24-13.
Caden English with the pull-ups. First, this play all started off when Caden's got the ball on top of the key. Then he asked Desmond Briscoe to set a screen. Takes a screen. Takes two dribbles, sidestep, three-point shot. Boom. Caden Lynch with a three. Addicts up 25-13 with 3:06 left in the second quarter.
Jameer Avery drove to the rim, kicked it out to Harris. Just a bad pass as English just missed a three. Rebounded by the 5'8 guard and Jones. Jones attacking. Bounce pass to Briscoe. Briscoe can't slam it down. They're going to call a violation on Briscoe because he hang on the rim. And the ball was still in play. So it'll be Jayshon Ladd inbounding it. But again, sloppy basketball from the Giants. Jameer Avery could have attacked the rim, could have drew a foul, but kicked it out to Harris. This is a bad pass to Harris leading to a turnover.
Yeah.
As Jameer Avery trying to orchestrate this Ben Davis offense back into the game, being guarded by Jones. Bounce pass to Ladd. No, that's Harris on the left wing. Excuse me. Swings it all the way to Ladd in the right corner. Ladd being guarded by Hurt. Down low to Milan. Milan going to work on Briscoe. Fade away. There should have been a foul, but there's no call. So it's Hurt now for the Tigers and transition. Hurt. He's going to take his own time here as it is 22-20 remaining in this first half as it's English backing down Avery. English gets it to Briscoe. Hurt in front of Coach Carlisle. 25-13 Tigers lead. Hurt splits. Milan and Ladd can't get the runner to go. They're going to call a foul on Milan. Questionable call.
Well, no.
Jayshon Ladd will pick up the foul.
Looks like the foul is on the ground.
As Jones will give it to Hurt. Briscoe with the easy shot over Jameer Avery. There's quite a height difference there, so Briscoe just put it up. As Jameer Avery now, Giants down by 14. Need to cut as much as you can going into the third quarter. As Jayshon Ladd with the ball with 1:43 remaining. Jayshon Ladd, fade away, pure.
Woo.
Jayshon Ladd, money.
That jump shot is so beautiful. And Jayshon Ladd picked it up around the, I would just like to say, the volleyball line, spin move, kept his pivot foot, turned around, looked like a little Kobe shot.
Jayshon Ladd needs to get going for this Giants if they want to get back in this game as Hurt lays it off to Harris. Harris being guarded by Ladd. Trying to attack, but Ladd with good defense. Stolen away by TJ Harris. It's Harris in the rim. Easy layup for Harris. Cuts lead down to 10 with 1:03 remaining in this first half. Jones with the ball. Being guarded by the senior and Jameer Avery. Jones kicks it out to Harris. Harris for three. Won't go. Rebounded by English. English. Going to drive. Rejected by Williams. Woo! SWAT team.
Tavion Williams sent that to the bleachers. What a great recovery, because Tavion Williams really got beat off the dribble by Caden English. But with them long strides and that jumping ability, he was able to send that to the bleachers. With an excellent block by Tavion Williams.
As Jones will inbound to English. English for the catch and shoot. Jay won't go. Rebounded by Avery. Avery with speed the other way. Bounce pass to Harris. Harris is going to attack to the rim. Easy layup for T.J. Harris. As he has 8 on the night. Could be wrong in that. Well, set 27-19. The fans turning into this game with 25 seconds remaining in this first half. Giants need a stop. Can't let the Tigers get a basket here. Harris guarding Jones. Jones, who is a shifty player, has a lot of skills in his bag. Harris with good defense. They're going to call a foul on Harris, but good D there from T.J. Harris.
That's great defense. T.J. Harris was sliding his feet. Ref said he got him with a body. Maybe so. But, hey, that's great defense by the senior, especially on senior night.
So the Tigers will have 13 seconds to work with and also an 8-point lead over the Giants. It's almost won by Ladd. Brownlow is going to attack. Kicks it out to Hurt for three. Hurt won't go. Rebounded by Brownlow. Brownlow with another chance with three. Brownlow lost it. Briscoe is going to chuck it up. That almost went. But that will close out the first half. 27-19. Tigers lead. And we'll take a 4-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This Ben Davis Sports broadcast on WBDG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics. As one of the top athletic programs in the country, there's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support. Start a career in bricklaying and become Brickin' Awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become Brickin' Awesome.
Thanks to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Bear with eXp Realty offers services such as an analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
High school sports are a true team sport and not just for the starting lineup. I'm Claire Hack from Jennings County High School.
And I'm Grayson Mealy from Westell High School. That's because every person involved in high school sports is essential.
Each student athlete contributes something unique to the team.
Coaches guide and mentor their athletes on and off the field.
Officials protect the integrity of the sports they love.
Fans unite and cheer for their team as one.
Without any one of them, high school sports simply aren't the same. That's what makes them a true team sport.
It takes everyone coming together to achieve the ultimate purpose, preparing student athletes like us for life.
Whatever role you play, thank you for being on our team.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Thank you for being a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is rallying around our student athletes. This is being a good teammate. This is your IHSAA.
This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast on WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School, as it is now time for the Area 31 Career Center Halftime Show. The Area 31 Career Center is proudly rooted in Wayne Township, where they offer the highest quality of career training to both high school students and adult learners. If you're interested in learning more about opportunities for industry certification, college credit, and paid work-based learning, then I encourage you to visit area31careercenter.com or connect on X at A31 Career Center. That was quite the first half. Not the best first half from the Giants, as they have had quite a bit of oopsies, a lot of turnovers, but it's still an 8-point game, shockingly, with how they played in the first half.
Yes, most definitely. If you look at the turnovers to shot ratio, you would have thought the Giants are losing by at least by 25, but they're only down by 8.
And they've managed to shut down Desmond Briscoe, who hasn't really gotten anything going tonight. He maybe has 2 points. Could be wrong. But what are some things the Giants need to work on in the second half?
You already know, Tyler. Turnovers. Turnovers, turnovers. And I don't know if you heard me 4.5 seconds ago, but turnovers. Way too many turnovers if you're really, really trying to win this basketball game.
And how should the Giants go about fixing that?
Slow down and have the guards stay back. Because now, in the first half, what I was looking at, I would see Sherman Moss, TJ Miner, and Deshaun Ladd. Moss and Miner would be at the half court. Ladd would have been at the free throw line, and then there would just been a big passing ball in. And then we'd have had another big on the opposite free throw line. If teams are pressing, the guards need to stay up. And I will hope Coach Carlisle is realizing this and told them at halftime that the guards got to stay up.
You know, and there was a lot of quarterback and receiver type plays. There was one where it was Jameer Avery in the backcourt, and he tried leading. No, Sherman Moss trying to lead Lewis Harvey, and it was just too far. But also, Lewis Harvey wasn't running as fast as he should to try and get that ball.
Yes, most definitely. He was, I remember a player you're talking about where he was wide open. He was running like a desert. Yes, the bigs got to run, especially if they want to eat. They have to run.
And also, I get there's a Iowa commit 6'9", Desmond Briscoe down there. But try and attack him, try and draw a foul and go to the line. Jameer Avery tried driving, and he saw him, and he instantly kicked it out to T.J. Harris, but it was a bad pass. So it went over the head of T.J. Harris, and it was another turnover on the Giants.
Yeah.
But what about this Tigers team? What do you see out of them?
They've got to hit shots. And especially that second chance shot that they're getting off the offensive rebound. Oh, that's another thing. Before I continue with the Giants, they got a blockout. Oh, excuse me. They got a blockout. Because the Tigers can rebound that basketball. They just got a blockout. And that can eliminate what I'm going to say now, like these second chance opportunities that the Tigers can get.
And Coach Carl talked about that and conversations with Carlisle, where the Tigers are a good rebounding team as they come in tonight, averaging 29 rebounds a game compared to the Giants' 24 rebounds a game. And they also almost average 70 points a game. It is the Tigers, so the Giants are holding their ground, not letting the Tigers run away with this, as it is only an 8-point lead. But we're going to take a 1-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. We're going to keep you here, as there is 2 minutes left until second half action is underway. Both teams warming up, taking shots. What are the stats from the first half, Jason?
The stats. Okay, starting off with the Giants. Sherman Moss, 3 points. TJ Harris, 8. TJ Miner, 3 points. Deshaun Ladd, 2. Tavion Williams, 3 points. Moving on to the Tigers. Harris, 2 points. Chris Hunt, 9. Caden English, 9. Desmond Briscoe, 2 points. And Barlow with 5.
All right. And we will take a 1 minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brick and awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome. Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School as second half action is about to get underway, where Jayshon Ladd will inbound it on the far sideline as it is 27-19 Tigers lead at the start of the second half. And the ref ready to get things underway. He dribbles the ball once, blows his whistle and gives it to Ladd as Ladd inbounds it to Jameer Avery as the second half has started. TJ Miner on the right wing gives it to Jameer Avery. Jayshon Ladd tried cutting but fell as it's TJ Miner on the volleyball line trying to find something being guarded by Cousins. Jayshon Ladd in the right corner gives it to Williams, down low to Milan. Milan with the standing dunk as the Giants start out with 2 points in this third quarter. 27-21, Tigers lead, 7:30 remaining in the third quarter. Chris Hurt with the ball crossing over half court. Bounce pass to Brownlow. Brownlow on the right wing. Down low to Briscoe, and Briscoe's going to get fouled by TJ Miner. That's a good foul.
Yeah.
For TJ Miner.
Yeah, that's a good foul. We'll take that foul. I don't know about that now. That's his third.
Maybe it wasn't the best foul.
But they are
saying the right person to the line, though, in Briscoe.
Yeah, now thinking about it, I don't know about that foul. That was. I don't know. Tough situation to be in.
So it's a 6-point game. Tigers lead as Briscoe receives the ref. Breathes in, breathes out, dribbles the ball once, releases it, and the first shot is nothing but net. So that extends the Tigers lead to 7. Briscoe getting ready to shoot a second shot. Bends the knees, dribbles the ball once, releases, and it will not go. So he splits his trip to the line as it is 28-21. Tigers lead with 7:15 remaining in the third quarter. TJ Miner being guarded by Cousins, receiving a screen from Caleb Milan. Miner is going to give it to Avery. Avery with the pull-up three won't go. Rebounded by Brownlow. Brownlow got up there. Desperate pass to English. English in transition. Briscoe with a standing dunk of his own. 30-21 is the Tigers. As Jameer Avery now with the ball. communicating to the fellow Giants as he finds a TJ Miner on the right wing back to Jameer Avery. And a TJ Miner on the top of the key. Gives it back to Avery. Deshaun Ladd in the right corner now, being guarded by Brownlow. Down low to Milan. Milan going to work on Briscoe. Receives a double team. Avery kicks it to Ladd. Ladd for a catch and shoot three. Nothing but net. Deshaun Ladd with the catch and shoot three.
Deshaun Ladd off the assist from Jameer Avery. Kaboom!
30-24, Tigers lead with 6:15 remaining in the third quarter. A layoff pass to English. Bounce pass to Briscoe. Briscoe with the catch and shoot mid-range. And that's also nothing but net. A lot more shots being made in this third quarter as the Tigers regain a 8-point lead with 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Jameer Avery on the logo, gives it to Miner. Miner trying to find something, gives it back to Avery on the logo. Avery being guarded by Chris Hurt, the 6-foot guard. Avery telling Williams to come set a screen, receives a screen. It's going to roll, but he's going to lay it off to Miner. Miner back to Avery in the left corner. Avery steps into it, and that rolls in for three. 32-27, the lead is cut down to 5.
That play right there is a little bit of a pick, pop, pass it right back. Jameer Avery in the left-hand corner for three. Kaboom!
English with the ball at the top of the key. Lays it off to Brownlow. Brownlow being guarded by TJ Miner. Brownlow gives it to Hurt. Hurt also at the top of the key. Trying to find something. Lays it off to Cousins. Cousins steps all the way back to the logo. Gives it to Hurt. Hurt thought about stepping into the three, but instead he's going to drive. Gets it out to Cousins for three. Won't go. That was short, and it's Deshaun Ladd, the 2-on-1 for the Giants. Deshaun Ladd's going to have a heat check three. Won't go. I do like the shot from Ladd. Try and get something going for the Giants, but they do keep possession on that baseline.
Desmond Briscoe was kind of just lurking. He was kind of playing slow because he didn't know if Deshaun Ladd was going to try to throw the lob because Caleb Milan was right behind Briscoe, or he was trying to block it. So Deshaun Ladd probably could have took it in and took a mid-range shot over a three.
Jameer Avery, bounce pass stolen away by Brownlow. And here come the Tigers coming our way now with 4:46 remaining in the third quarter as they have a 5-point lead over the Giants. Brownlow going to work on Avery, showing off his dribbles as he is now stuck. But he's able to wiggle free too much off the backboard. Rebounded by Miner, and Miner the other way now with 4:30 remaining in the third quarter. Miner on the logo, looking over to Coach Carlisle. Receiving a screen from Williams. Miner goes left, and it's going to be poked out by Cousins, and the ref is going to call a foul. No, it's going to be a poke. As we'll see, Ronison Thomas check in for Iman Cousins. Jameer Avery on the baseline will inbound it as the Giants are down by 5. Avery trying to find someone, has to get it in, gives it to Williams. Williams finds a cutting. Parks gets fouled. That's a very questionable call, but it'll favor the Giants.
Yeah, Justin Parks drove to the lane, drew contact, and that's a foul. Ref called it. That is Thomas's first foul, and it puts Justin Parks at the line, shooting two.
So Parks will have a chance to cut this lead down to 3 as he receives the ball for his first shot. It is up, and it meets front rim. So it remains a 5-point lead for the Giants. As Parks gets one more shot, receives it from the ref. Bends the knees, releases the shot, and that is nothing but net. 32-28 is the Tigers' lead. As you'll see, Hurt receive it from Briscoe. With 4:09 remaining in the third quarter. Hurt feeling the pressure from Ladd. Ladd staying there. Hurt finding Thomas. Back to Hurt on the left wing. Hurt trying to get a screen. Gives it to English in the left corner. English being guarded by Parks. Swings it all the way to Brownlow. Brownlow on the right wing is going to drive. Going to attack. Blocked by Williams, and it's Parks the other way now. Parks is swerving around everyone. Goes to the rim. And there's going to be a foul. But that would have been a putback dunk by Tavion Williams.
If ref didn't call a foul, Teddy Jones is going to have this crate, this place jumping.
So Justin Parks will take another trip to the line as the momentum seems to be shifting towards the Giants' way, as it is only a four-point deficit for the Giants as Parks receives the ball for the first shot. It is up, and it's good. 32-29, Tigers lead. Parks the chance at a second shot. Can cut this lead down to two. Parks bends the knees, releases. And that's also good. 32-30, Tigers lead. 3:35 remaining in the third quarter. And here's Hurts for the Tigers being guarded by Ladd. He's going to hit the brakes, bounce pass down low to cut Thomas, stolen away by Miner. Miner doing too much as it's stolen, but Miner gets it back. Miner to Ladd in the left corner. Ladd's going to drive. Takes it to Parks. Parks is going to also drive, and he gets it to fall. And we are all tied up here in the third quarter.
What an excellent play. This play has started.
English, he checked three, won't go. Rebounded by Brownlow. Brownlow adjusting, can't get the shot to go. Follow up by Briscoe, and there's going to be a timeout called by the Tigers, and it'll be a full timeout. 34-32, Tigers lead with 2:58 remaining. It's a full timeout. 2:58 remaining in the third quarter. Tigers lead by two. We'll take a 1 minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support. This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast on WBDG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics. As one of the top athletic programs in the country, there's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School as the Giants are starting to find their rhythm. They brought this game back to tied, but the Tigers took a two-point lead from Briscoe's put-back shot going into the timeout. And we start off this third quarter after this timeout break with a turnover on the Tigers. Bad inbound pass from Miner got bailed out that Thomas's foot was on the line. So Miner will get a second shot on this inbound pass on the baseline, as it's Parks. Parks in their own backcourt. Stolen away by English. English kicks it to Brownlow. Brownlow gives it to Hurt. Hurt's gonna regroup. Reset this possession for the Tigers. As it's a bounce pass to Brownlow on the right wing. Down low to Briscoe. Briscoe's gonna get, he spun. He didn't make the shot, but the ref's gonna say on the floor, so it will not be an and one, so Briscoe does not get the shot to fall. Does not get the shot to count.
Yeah, I think that play should have been a continuation because they called the last play on Tavion Williams and the foul was late, but Tavion still made the shot and he was able to go for the line for a three-point play.
You see Hurt on the right wing being guarded by Avery, signaling Brownlow, but gives it to English on the free throw line. Back to Hurt for three in the right corner. Meets the side backboard.
Whew.
Not a pretty shot from Hurt as Parks hits the brakes. Jameer Avery's going to cut. Kicks it out to Ladd on the right corner. 4-3. Meets front rim. Rebounded by Brownlow. Well, I'm sure Ladd wants that shot to fall, but does not as it was short. As Hurt with 2:02 remaining in the third quarter. Two-point lead for the Tigers. Hurt is going to go to work on Avery. At the top of the key. Lays it off to Brownlow on the left wing. Brownlow hop steps, kicks it out to Jones on the right wing. Jones gonna lob it up to Briscoe, and that's quite the alley-oop there from Jones to Briscoe as it is 36-32 with 1:35 remaining. Tigers lead.
Yeah, Desmond Briscoe has came alive this third quarter. He has In the first half, he was silent. He only had 2 points. But now he is starting to heat up, and he's starting to show why he's an Iowa commit.
And for Giants, you can't rush it. They're doing great at getting points. They just can't rush it as parts of the turnaround. Jay won't go. Rebound by Williams. Williams gets to put back the fall as that cuts the Tigers' lead back down to two. Hurt for the Tigers. Now crossing over half court with 1 minute remaining in this third quarter. Defense chance are coming alive for the Giants. Jones receives it from Hurt. Jones on the top of the key. Gives it back to Hurt. Hurt now on the logo. He's trying to slow this game down as they have put off 15 seconds. As there's 40 seconds remaining in this third quarter. And he's going to take off as much time as he can. And these defense chants are going to keep going. It says 36-34 movement down on the baseline as Briscoe and Jones switch corners. 23 seconds now remain in the third quarter. A lot of clock has been chewed up. Jameer Avery starting to inch closer and closer to Hurt. As now we're down to 12 seconds in the third quarter. Hurt with 10. Hurt being picked up by Williams. Hurt lays it off to Brownlow. Brownlow is going to have a fadeaway. Jay won't go. Rebounded by Miner. And that will end the third quarter. 36-34 Tigers lead. Fourth quarter action will come your way here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome.
This Ben Davis sports broadcast on WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School as fourth quarter action of the Crispus Attucks Tigers and your Ben Davis Giants is about to get underway here on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. And it will be Tigers ball to start out this fourth quarter. As it is 36-34, Tigers lead. And we'll see Brownlow inbound on the opposite side of the score on the scorer's table as Jones will receive the inbound pass. Jones crossing over half court. Being guarded by Avery. Jones on the logo, gives it to Brownlow on the left wing. Going to lob it up to Briscoe. Briscoe is going to get the lay to fall. So we'll see Parks and Mount the Ladd as the Tigers' lead is now back to four. Jay Sean Ladd coming our way. As that was almost stolen away by the Tigers, but Jameer Avery's able to keep it from running out of bounds. TJ Miner on the left wing, receiving a screen from Tavion Williams. And it's stolen away by Hurd, and it's A.J. Jones with the easy lay. No one to stop him. So the Tigers have erupted with 4 points in 30 seconds. As it is 40-34, Tigers lead with 7:10 remaining. Jameer Avery, bounce pass to Ladd on the left wing. Ladd receiving a screen from Williams. Ladd's going to attack Briscoe. Tough layup. That's what I'm talking about. You can't be scared of Briscoe.
That's what it is. His mindset. What an excellent play. He drove baseline, put his body in front of Briscoe's chest where he wasn't able to block it, and got the layup to go.
Hurt now on the volleyball line with 6:46 remaining in this game. A.J. Jones receives it. He's going to find his way to the basket. Tough layup from A.J. Jones, the sophomore.
A.J. Jones is a very shifty point guard, and that's what we've seen. He denied the ball screen. He's left-handed, so he's going to go to his left hand.
And they're going to call a charge there on Jameer Avery. A.J. Jones is having himself a fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, he scored twice and got a charge. Coaches love charges.
So the Tigers have a six-point lead. And so we'll see Brownlow inbound it. Jameer Avery will check out. Sherman Moss will check in. So Brownlow will inbound it. Bounce pass to Jones. Jones reminded me a little bit of AI tonight as he crosses over half court. Being guarded by Miner. Picked up by Williams. Briscoe's going to have a three at the top of the key. In and out. Moss down court to Ladd. Ladd's going to attack. And it won't fall. Good board by Williams. Williams' putback is good. 42-38. 6 minutes remaining. Tigers lead. What a rebound there by Tavion Williams going up and getting over the 6'9 Iowa commit in Briscoe.
Yeah, you see, Tavion's also 6'8 himself, too. So he's going to go right back up. Even if he misses or makes it, he's still going to get the offensive rebound, and he's going to put it up.
Brownlow on the logo being guarded by Moss. Brownlow is going to Euro step. Sweet pass to Briscoe, but Briscoe will be fouled. And that's on TJ Miner. That's his fourth, and it will be on TJ Miner.
And it looks like the TJ for TJ trade. It's going to happen once again.
Someone to talk about tonight is TJ Harris. First start of the year, senior night, and man, he had himself quite the first half of basketball.
Yes, most definitely.
As Briscoe bends the knees for the first shot of his trip, and that is nothing but net. Harris checks in for Miner. As Briscoe extended the Tigers' lead to five, can't extend it to six, pending the second shot as he breathes in, breathes out. Bends knees, releases it, and that is also good. So 44-38, Tigers lead with 5:38 remaining. Moss, feeling the pressure from Hurt. Moss is going to blow by, and he's going to be stolen by Hurt, but Moss is able to regroup. Williams gets it to Parks. Parks on the left wing, behind the back. And he's going to be picked up by Briscoe. Jayshon Ladd with it on the far side of the court of the scorer's table. Screen from Williams. Ladd kicks it to Parks in the right corner. Parks finding a cutting Harris through the hands of Harris. And that's a turnover that we saw in the first half of the Giants.
Just lackadaisical passing. But right idea. Is this too high? I don't think in practice they work on enough about passing. Because for this game, passing has been the killer for them.
Jones receiving his own backcourt as he hits the brakes on Harris. Jones being picked up by a double team. Harris with the steal. Williams a two-on-one on-man rush. And call a charge. That's A.J. Jones' second drawn charge. What a player. Man. And Tavion Williams is not happy.
I don't think he was set.
Well, when there's a big man like that going against a 5'8 guard like that.
Yeah, it kind of gives the lower player the advantage.
So it's 44, and they're going to call an illegal screen on Briscoe. So Giants get the ball right back, down by six with 4:45 remaining. Parks will inbound in front of Coach Hawkins as he inbounds it to Sherman Moss. Giants have to start cooking here with 4:38 remaining as they are down by six to the Tigers. Parks down low. One dribble. Can't go. Gets his own miss. And it's ripped away by English. So the jump ball is what the ref signals. Giants keep possession. And we will see Sherman Moss inbound it under the basket. Moss trying to find something. Pass to get it in. Bounce pass Williams. Moss in the left corner. 4-3. Catch and shoot. Can't go. And it'll say Giants ball. There was a little scramble for the ball there. Ultimately coming on the Tigers. I couldn't quite read what the ref just said.
Yeah. I just seen his hands going further in like a 90-degree angle. I should know what that means.
So Sherman Moss will still inbound the ball, down by six. As he finds Ladd. Ladd in the right wing. He's going to drive, attack on English. And one for Jayshon Ladd. Something the Giants needed, and they got it. 44-40. Can become 44-41. And it all depends on what Jayshon Ladd does with this trip to the line.
Jashawn Ladd, and one. The old-fashioned way. On the line, shooting one free throw. Waiting to see if he's going to make it.
And he will not. Rebounded by Briscoe. As the Giants are down by four with 4:13 remaining in this ball game, Jason Brown. As you will see, Chris Hurt give it to Briscoe. Briscoe on the far side of the court, more towards left wing. English at the top of the key. Lays off to Brownlow. Brownlow going right on the logo. Being guarded by Moss. Brownlow's going to go left. Go back to his right. And he's going to drive with his left. Jones, Pickett. And they're going to call a foul on Brownlow. So Giants will have possession down by four with 3:50 remaining.
And that is a foul on number 22, Shea Brownlow. That's his first. Looks like a little bit of offensive foul. We have a timeout.
And from, it'll be a 30-second timeout. 44-40 is the Tigers' lead with 3:50 remaining. Don't go anywhere. As you're listening to Tyler Stout and Jason Brown on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brick and awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. As the Giants have possession, down by four with 3:50 remaining. If you're the Giants, you want to get a basket here on this possession. You can't rush it. You also can't be sloppy with the ball like they've been all night. Just take your time and find the right shot. As we'll see, Harris inbounded to Moss. Moss being picked up by Brownlow, drawing a double team, and it's a four-on-three. Harris is going to attack, kicks it out to Parks. Parks out to Moss at the top of the key. Moss being guarded by Brownlow. 3:35 remaining. Tavion Williams with the ball. Gives it to Parks in the top of the key, and now Moss on the left wing. Moss sees an open lane, rejected by Briscoe. Giants will keep possession.
Yeah, good drive, but just Briscoe just with his athletic abilities, he's going to just block that. But not to discourage, that's a good take. You just got to take out a smarter defender.
Parks will receive the inbound pass from Ladd, and Ladd wants it right back. And he will, as he's guarded by English in front of Coach Carlisle. Ladd finds Harris. Harris is going to kick it out to Parks. Parks gives it to Moss. They're trying to find the right shot, but they're running out of time. Parks trying back down Barlow. Jayshon Ladd. Parks on the left wing.
This is definitely what you mean by the hot potato.
Sherman Moss. Harris. Harris bounce past to Ladd on the volleyball line. 2:50 remaining. Someone has to want to shoot it, and Carlisle will call a full timeout, just well needed. 44-40, Tigers lead.
Yeah, Tyler, this is what you said earlier. This hot potato basketball, I mean, they're just wasting time. They don't want to shoot the ball, and they have to if they want to be able to win this game. You can't keep passing is cool, but you also got to realize the situation here. You're down by four with 3 minutes left. And if everybody's just passing and cutting, and nobody's looking to shoot, so how are you supposed to have any type of open shots that you're missing up on? There was two threes that was missed up on, a pull-up mid-range that was missed on by Justin Parks, dribbling with the head down. They're just not looking to score. They're just looking at a pass.
You know, when Parks received it wide open on the left wing, he pump faked, and then he started driving, and then he kicked it out. At that point, just drive to the basket and hope you get fouled or get a lucky shot to fall.
Or don't just be scared to shoot, and this is what happens. They're just scared to shoot. And this is the same thing that happened in the last game versus Cathedral. They had 53 total points, 31 rebounds, and 18 assists. If they're trying to go for this team assisting, they got to shoot.
As the Tigers are already out of their timeout, Ben Davis now bringing out their timeout. Giants need a basket on this possession. If not, the Tigers can take off as much clock as they like. As we'll see Moss inbound in front of Coach Carlisle. 44-40 is your score. Tigers lead with 2:50 remaining. Moss receives it from the ref as Jameer Avery will cut and receive it from Moss. Avery going right, stopped, gives it to Williams on the top of the key. Parks to Avery on the left wing. Avery with it. Downloaded Williams. Williams being guarded by Briscoe. 2:35 remaining. Williams trying to find someone. Gives it to Ladd. Ladd's going to attack to the rim. Kicks it to Moss. Parks has to get a shot up. Jameer Avery in the left corner. He's going to have a fadeaway. Jay not go. Rebounded by Williams. And they're going to call a foul. Hot potato is still going on.
Whew. I mean, Jameer Avery. Okay, good pump fake. Good drive. I like that. That's the first shot we've seen in 40 seconds. And the Giants has only had the ball. But they got to shoot the ball. They can't be scared and keep passing and playing hot potato.
Jameer Avery inbounding it. Finds Ladd in the right corner. Ladd. He's going to have a tough Jay. That was heavily contested by Brown, though. Rebounded by English. And with a 50-second possession, they come up empty-handed. As English are away with 2 minutes. And they can chew off as much clock as they like. And they're going to call a foul on Justin Parks. Exactly on the two-minute mark. Giants down by 4.
Great atmosphere. Great game. Crowds getting into it on both sides. Just great basketball all around.
And the best part about this is anything can happen in these last 2 minutes.
Yes. Yes. Next foul will be a bonus.
One slip up from the Tigers can possibly cost them. Because if it's because Fayshawn Ladd gets a chance as English drives, and he's going to call a blocking foul on Williams when it seemed like his feet were set.
Coach Carlers just took off his jacket and threw it, which is more than reasonable.
So we'll see Brownlow go to the line to shoot two. The chance to extend the lead up to 6. So the Giants, with their upcoming possession, you cannot take off 50 seconds like they did the last possession. You just can't.
Yeah.
Because we're looking at 1:52. If they have another possession like that, we're down to a minute. And the Tigers can take off as much clock as they'd like. So, my bad. English will go to the line to shoot, too. Coach Carlisle is screaming out unbelievable, which is
very believable.
Very believable. As English's first free throw is short, as it was a one and it was one shot, so Jameer Avery with it. Jayshawn Ladd on the left corner. Jayshawn Ladd is going to get rejected by Briscoe out of bounds on the Tigers. I respect the shot. It's just when you have Briscoe right there, that's not the time to take a shot.
Know your personnel.
As Jameer Avery will mount it below the basket. Trying to find an open Giant. Lobs up to Ladd on the left wing. Ladd gives it to Williams at the top of the key. Back to Ladd. Receiving a screen from Williams is Ladd. Ladd trying to find something. Gives it to Moss. With 1:26 remaining now. Moss. Gives it to Williams to the left corner. Williams down low to Milan. Milan. With an and one. It's Caleb Milan, the senior.
Caleb Milan. Got the matchup against Desmond Briscoe. Put him in a post. Shimmy and one bucket. Giants down by 4. Potentially could be down by 3 with 1:20 left.
That was quite the hook shot there from Caleb Milan. As Justin Parks will check back in. That's a great, great work there by Caleb Milan.
Definitely. He got the defender off him, too, and he got the good foul. They got substitution.
And one, and they're going to take Caleb Milan out for Justin Parks. As it is 46-43, Tigers still with the lead. The Giants have not led the game once tonight. They have tied it, and that was back when it was 4-4. Brownlow being guarded by Moss with 1:10 remaining. Tigers leading by 3. Brownlow with nowhere to go, and they're going to call a foul on Sherman Moss. Carlisle is not happy.
Very reasonable. I mean, the offensive player was obviously hooking him. And when Sherman Moss threw his hand off his body, ref called a foul.
So if the Tigers being in the bonus, Brownlow will go to the line to shoot two. As there is 1 minute and 8 seconds remaining, Brownlow bends the knees, releases the ball, and it won't go. That is huge. And a fan screaming out, ball don't lie.
Okay, you heard that too.
We'll see what this ball thinks about the second shot. Brownlow bends the knees, releases, as it will go. 47-43, Tigers lead with 1:05 remaining in this ball game.
Definitely got to push the ball up now.
Tamir Avery kicks out to Ladd. Ladd for three, won't go. Rebounded by Jones, and it's Hurts our way. Hurts going to get fouled, and one. Not what you want to see happen. As Jayshon Ladd thinks that he got all ball. Which, from my angle, it did seem like it.
Yeah. Definitely, I feel like after this free throw, the Giants are going to push his ball up, attempt to get a bucket.
The free throw won't go as it is still a six-point game. They're going to English will foul.
Well,
but back to that shot. Carlisle said during it, game is not over. Push the ball. As Moss go to the line to shoot two because the Giants are in the bonus. If you're Moss, you need to hit both shots. Moss receives the ball. As we're going to see Taj Long check in for the first time tonight. As Moss's first shot won't fall. Does get one more. Shamir Avery will check out. Long checks in. And we're going to see Marcus Poe check in. Moss, it's at the go. 5-point game. Parks will check out. Poe checks in. 49-44, Tigers lead. With 50 seconds remaining in the game. As Brownlow, one bound it. Giants need a miracle. Brownlow inbound to Long. Long back to Brownlow. Is it to Hurt? Hurt feeling the pressure from the Giants. As it's Briscoe. Back to Brownlow. Brownlow on the left side of the court with 37. And Moss will foul.
That is Moss' second foul. And that puts the sophomore, A.J. Jones, on the line.
As Parks and Avery will check back in. As Jones gets ready to shoot his first shot of two. Jones dribbles the ball once, bends the knees, releases, and it bounces in. Sending the Tigers lead to six. Caleb Milan also checks in. So Milan, Avery, Parks checks in, Poe, Long, and Williams check out for the Giants. As Jones' second shot is up, and it is good. 51-44, Tigers lead. Avery now, the other way. Parks, quick shot. It seemed like he was fouled there, but no call. The Giants will foul. And that's about all she wrote here at Ben Davis High School.
Dang. It's like Coach Carlisle's win streak comes to. You know what? I'm not going to say it yet. Because you don't ever know in 26.6 seconds left. Who knows?
Anything can happen.
Hey, you right. You right. So we're not going to say nothing yet. Chris Hurt can miss these two free throws. And Coach Carlisle's putting in his shooters.
As Chris Hurt's first shot is nothing but net. As Ladd and Moss check out, Miner and Harris check in. Both TJs on the court for the Giants. As Hurt will shoot his second shot. Bends the knees, releases, and it's also good. 53-44 is the Tigers' lead. Parks going our way. He's just going to go to the cup, and it will go. 53-46 is the score. And Jones receives it, and Miner will foul. So Jones will go to the line to shoot two. 53-46 with 13 seconds remaining. Tigers with the lead.
And TJ Miner fouls out, so he's done for tonight.
So the Giants will continue this losing streak as they have now lost, or they will now be losing three straight as Jones's first shot won't fall. But for the Tigers, they will extend their winning streak to seven. And they will close out the regular season on a seven-game winning streak as Briscoe will check out for the Tigers. Jones receives the ball from the ref for his second shot. Jones bends the knees, releases it, and that will go. 54-46 is your score. Tigers with the lead with 10 seconds remaining. Parks in transition. 4-3. Won't go. Rebounded by Poe. Poe for three. That also won't go. Mylan, put back, won't go. So that's about all she wrote. 54-46. Tigers with the win. And we'll be back with you in 3 minutes on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This Ben Davis Sports broadcast on WBDG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics. As one of the top athletic programs in the country, there's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support. Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome. Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Thanks to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Bear with eXp Realty offers services such as an analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support.
Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
This Ben Davis Sports broadcast on WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics, as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
For the last time tonight, welcome back to Ben Davis High School as I'm Tyler Stout, joined alongside Jason Brown. JB, how about you walk us through the stats for tonight?
T Stout. Stouty T. Like that?
That's me.
Stop looking like that. Okay, Justin Parks, 3 points. Sherman Moss, 4. TJ Harris, 8. TJ Miner, 3. Deshaun Ladd, 9. Tavion Williams, 5. Jameer Avery with 3 points. Caleb Mylan with 2. Moving on with the Tigers, we have Alexander Harris with 2 points. Chris Hurt, 9. Caden English with 9. The Iowa commit, Desmond Briscoe with 13. Shay Barlow, Brownlow with 6. And A.J. Jones with 9. And that will wrap up the stats.
So what killed the Giants tonight was turnovers. And I'm sure Coach Claw will be addressing that, is turnovers. So the Giants fall to Crispus Attucks, 54-46. Our next broadcast will be February 28th as the Giants will close out their regular season with Arsenal Tech. Be sure to follow us on social media at WBDGND for game updates at every sporting event we broadcast. Thanks to Jessica Audie Rash and Julie Audie Rash for producing tonight's game as the Giants lose against Crispus Attucks 54-46. Speaking for my colleague Jason Brown, I'm Tyler Stout. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this event on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Thanks to Ben Davis Athletics, the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Local 4 for Indiana and Kentucky, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty, Indy West Wrestling, Area 31 Career Center, the Barden Family, the Pulley Family, Gillespie Florists, and Marcy Royalty for supporting our sports broadcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at WBDGND for game updates and broadcast schedule updates for every sporting event we broadcast. Thank you for supporting our students, and tune in again as we follow the Giants.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.